And today we are livening up our interviews, and this is going to be no exception to helping end of our season with a bang. So in case I left anything in the introduction, could you please introduce yourself?
No, that was perfect. I'm Craig Lucas. I'm a musician. I won The Voice, I think it was last year. And so now I get to do music full time, which has always been my dream.
When did you first get involved with music?
I always enjoyed singing, but I suffered from really bad stage fright my whole life. And so I'd never sung before. And so I entered The Voice so that I could become better and get over that stage fright. So it's only been about a year and a half that I've actually been doing music properly.
And what made you decide to enter The Voice?
Because I had stage fright, right, I could never get onto a stage and sing. So I'd enjoy watching singing competitions, and I'd sort of live vicariously through the guys on TV. And I think, oh, one day I wish that could be me. And especially The Voice, it's such an encouraging show. And you see that the singers get better week after week. And so I entered thinking that no matter how far I get, I know I'm going to become a better musician, singer, or even person just by entering the show. And so that's why I did it.
After winning The Voice, you penned an open letter in which you came out as gay. Mm-hmm. Who has helped motivate you through this time?
My family and my friends. My mom has been absolutely incredible. I think when you've got such a strong support structure around you, like no matter what you go through, I think your family and friends are always, if they're the kind that I've got, they're always there to fall back on. And so even just transitioning into music, it's been so hard. For me, I'm really shy, and so now I've got to be out in public all the time, and my family and my friends have just been so amazing.
What are your plans for the future?
I think just to become a better musician. I want to write songs for other artists, not just for myself. I want to produce. You know, I grew up in Elsie's River, and like I won The Voice, but I can honestly say I'm not even the best singer from Elsie's River. And so I know there are kids there that are so incredible that might not ever get the opportunities that I got. And so I want to equip myself to write and to produce so that I can help them make successes out of their careers, because it really is hard finding a foot in the door.
If you had any words of advice for any aspiring singers and musicians, what would that advice be?
I think the one thing would be just to absolutely be true to who you are as a person. You know, there's so many singers who try and sound like somebody else, and it's like, I feel like if you're going to do that, it's going to be so much harder for you to try and stand out. And people relate to authenticity. They want to listen to music where they look at the singer and be like, oh, that reminds me of me, or that reminds me of my brother. So I think just to remain true to yourself, and not just even as a musician, in whatever you do, there's a space for each and every one of us in this world. So carve out that place for you. Do what you know you're best at, and just stay true to who you are.
What do you think of RX Radio?
I think it's amazing. Like, I think the catchphrase is for children or by children, and you're the youngest person to ever interview me. So I think it's absolutely amazing. It's such a great platform that you guys can learn, and I can see you in 10 or 20 years probably being on one of the biggest radio stations in the country. So it's absolutely incredible.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think this is your last broadcast for the year, yeah. Right? So I think you should tell the kids, as we're gearing up for the festive season, just to sit back, relax. You know, the year's nearly drawing to a close. Spend time with your family and friends. And just have fun, because when the new year starts, and we've got another year that we've got to tackle next year. But soak in all the successes and all the victories that you've made this year, no matter how small they were. And just enjoy yourself.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat to me this morning. How did you find the interview?
It was such a pleasure. I think this is one of the best interviews I've ever done. So that's well done. Kudos to you. It was amazing. Thank you so much for having me.